And back here once again on the KCII PM Sports page. Let's talk with our Jet Physical Therapy Golf Athlete of the Week. This week, it's Washington High School golf player Brock Sabosky. Brock, congratulations on the honor, and I appreciate the time here today.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Brock, coming off of another great performance for you and your team, had a big win Monday in a home triangular against a couple of Southeast Conference teams. You were had another meet medalist performance with a 40. Here in your junior campaign, it seems like that you've really taken off. So far this year, what have you been doing to make you perform at such a high level?
Well, definitely I've been staying more consistent overall, which that's kind of a general idea, but my iron game has been very good this season. It's becoming a lot more consistent. I'm striking the ball a lot better in that part of my game, and it's kind of made everything come together and put the icing on the cake, I guess.
You know, Brock, a couple different seniors left the program, graduated last year, and the number one golfer of the team was really up for grabs, and it seemed like you have really embraced that this year. Was that kind of one of the goals heading into the season?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. I knew it was kind of a role that I'd probably just kind of fall into, hopefully, but also I was hoping a few of my teammates would also step up and kind of take the reins, especially since we've only got one senior, which was Mitchell, and he's missing a lot with track because he's excelling in that. So I thought that with me and a couple other juniors, we definitely have to step up our game and make sure we played well throughout the season.
Mm-hmm. From a team standpoint, team's progressing along pretty well. It looked like on Monday you had a one-stroke victory over Fairfield. That looked like it was pretty exciting.
Oh, absolutely. One of my teammates I was actually playing with made a 20-footer for par on the last hole, which at the time we didn't know would win the meet, but that's what got it done.
Mm-hmm. And how have you liked the progression of the team as a whole thus far?
We started out the season, we were kind of a little bit shaky. We didn't win very many meets to start the year, we weren't in contention at the start of the year as much. And here towards the middle, we've kind of came around and are starting to contend in a lot more meets and win a couple. So that's really been a good step for us.
Mm-hmm. What part of your game, maybe even from just last year to this year, that you think you've improved on the most?
Definitely my ball striking. Like I said earlier, just getting good contact and being consistent with my yardages has definitely helped me compared to last year, and it just kind of made my game a lot more consistent.
Mm-hmm. Out of all the courses you've been to, do you have a favorite and why?
I'd say probably Fairfield. I know we played there on Friday last week. It wasn't my greatest meet, but in years past, I've definitely been able to take advantage of the short yardages on a lot of the holes. Since I hit the ball a long way, since I'm a little bit taller, I've been able to take advantage of that, and it was a very scoreable course for me because of that, so I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned you face off at Fairfield there Friday, again Monday. A lot of your meets, you are facing off with much of the same teams, given that the conference is so small. Mm-hmm. So is that pretty cool to go up against some of those same guys every week and really see how, you know, you really stack up against competition that you see quite a bit?
Oh, absolutely. I've made quite a few friends, actually, with a few players from other schools, and we kind of have a competition to try to beat each other every meet. So that's gotten really fun, and it's created good goals to set for myself and so that I can try to beat them or improve more than they have over the course of the season. So that it's very enjoyable that way.
Sure. Colin Stark, first year as head coach of the golf. I know he's been around the program. Of course, you have him for basketball as well. But what do you like about Coach Stark here as it pertains to golf?
He absolutely helps me with my mental game, that's for sure. Whenever I have a bad hole, he just tells me that there's so many more holes to play and just go get the next one because each hole is an individual battle and that one hole can just kind of, it can set you back, but it can all, if you keep it in your head throughout the rest of the round, it can make your whole round bad. Whereas you could just, like at Fairfield, I started off with a couple bad holes and then ended up playing almost even par the rest of the round, which turned out I got third there. So that kind of helped me, especially since he told me after those first three holes, it's a new game. So that really kind of helped me there.
Mm-hmm. As I just mentioned, you're also in basketball. So basketball and golf, two-sport athlete at Washington High. Do you have a favorite?
I can't say. Whichever one I'm in, I tend to favor, which that's just because of, I don't know, just the love of the game at the time. And then as soon as I'm gone from basketball or golf, it just seems like whichever one I'm away from is the one I tend to dislike the most. But like right now, golf's my favorite, whereas this fall and into the winter, basketball would be my favorite. So it's just kind of hard to say.
I love that answer. Very good. Last question before I let you go here, Brock. Our sponsor, Jet Physical Therapy, prides themselves on the motto, movement is your medicine. So how do you use that motto to prepare for competition?
Well, I definitely have to stretch with my band before every meet because I've had actually a few back injuries with golf, and that has definitely helped me stay injury-free this season because it set me back my freshman year, and that was kind of painful to sit through. So stretching before every meet is very key.
That it is. Well, Brock, it's been fun talking to you here today. Congrats on the honor. Best of luck moving forward.
Thank you.
And that's Brock Soboski of Washington. Join us as this week's Jet Physical Therapy Golf Athlete of the Week. Great start to the year for Brock. Best of luck to him and his teammates the rest of the way. Let's step aside. We've got more coming up after this on the PM Sports page on KCII.